goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I. Fax 866-419-3504 regarding Roland, R-O-L-I-N-D, Edgecombe, E-D-G-E-C-O-M-B-E. Date of birth 2/5/1947. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Edgecombe with membranous nephropathy, a history of proteinuria, and hypertension. His last visit was April 22nd of this year. He's feeling well. His biggest complaint is that his swelling in his extremities, especially the left lower extremity, is worse. His wife states that it is worse when he eats excessive amounts of salt, which he tends to do. He used to have a pair of compression stockings with zippers, and he is going to try to get more because those do help prevent and control the edema in his lower extremities. He has gained 6 pounds over the last 6 months, but some of that may be the edema. No hospitalizations, illnesses, or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Medications, he's on diazide 25, one daily. Losartan, 50 milligram daily. Potassium is 10 mil equivalent twice a day. Tylenol as needed for pain. Norco for severe pain. Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 306 pounds. Pulse, 68. Blood pressure, 100 over 66. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. Left lower extremity, 2-plus edema, mid-calf to toes. Right lower extremity, 1-plus edema, mid-calf to toes. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 1st, 2024. The total 24-hour protein in the urine was less than 5, so unmeasurable. His albumin, 3.7, calcium, 10.0, creatinine is 0.93, estimated GFR greater than 60, electrolytes normal, phosphorus 3.1, intact parathyroid hormone 93.5, hemoglobin 14.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, membranous nephropathy with history of gross proteinuria, currently stable without exacerbation. He will continue the losartan, also the diazide and potassium. 2, hypertension is very well controlled without symptomatic hypotension. And we will check labs, including a 24-hour urine for protein in 6 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.